in what churches or other religious organization have you participated?
I have participated in ICJC, otherwise known as Islamic Center of Johnson County.
Where is it located? In Kansas City or Overland Park?
It is located in Overland Park, 151st in Antioch.
What dates were you active?
I was active around since second grade until present day.
Okay. Can you tell us anything about the founding and early days of the organization?
Can you repeat the question again? Sorry.
Can you tell us anything about the founding and early days of the organization?
Yeah. So I believe the early days were actually when I moved here to Kansas, which was around second grade. Mm-hmm. It was around that time. And then we expanded the masjid around a few years ago. So, yeah.
How'd you guys expand the masjid?
We expanded it by... So there's a smaller masjid, and they invested a lot of money. So during, like, Ramadan, mm-hmm. the last few days, they'd always do fundraisers mm-hmm. to expand the masjid and make it more, like, influential and
gotcha.
More of a community-based.
Why were people attracted to the religious body or to the masjid?
I believe it was very attractable because it's located in a nice place. Mm-hmm. And also that's where a lot of the Muslims go and pray daily. So that's where they ended up going.
Mm-hmm. How did you come to be involved in it?
I became involved by just going to the masjid in the beginning. And by going there, I was eventually... involved.
Yeah. Were you raised by parents who were members of the masjid?
Yeah, I would say so.
Did books or other personal people influence you to the religious choice?
Yeah.
Alright.
Can you show me, like, the question? Where is it? Yeah. I would say so. The Quran is definitely a very big influence. And also listening to a bunch of, speeches on the YouTube and stuff like that, just to learn more mm-hmm. about the religion caused me to want to participate more, you know?
Okay. What were the daily experiences in the religious body like?
Daily experiences include going to the masjid to go and pray. Muslims pray 5 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
So that was always the goal.
Yep.
Other experiences could include going to the masjid to read some Quran. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that sort of thing. And also during Ramadan, people always go for suhoor and iftar, and they would do events like that.
Okay. How did your membership and participation affect your own private life outside the religious group?
I believe my membership and participation affected me as it kind of made me who I am, made me a better Muslim, I would say, a better person. And it would make me, in my daily life, want to portray goodness and stay away from that which is bad.
Mm-hmm. Has being a member changed you?
Yeah, I would say so.
Did you ever leave the group?
No.
All right. What kind of practices were you involved in the group?
Like I said earlier, we'd always pray together, mm-hmm. Read Quran. We'd also, like, during Ramadan, again, mm-hmm. meet up and eat together. Also, we used to play basketball and a lot of sports there, too.
All right. How did the people relate to each other?
Well, obviously, everybody there is Muslim, so that's one way people were leading. But also, there was people in similar ages, so people would like to go there not only for religious, but just to interact with people who are similar-minded.
Mm-hmm. How did members of the religious group interact with other members of the general public?
They interacted like people. They would go out to the general public and talk and, do good things to general people.
Did food figure into your religious life?
Food figure?
Yeah, like food? Yeah. Did Was there, like, any potlucks or...
Yeah. Like, Sahur, Iftar.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, they'd hold events there just so they can get the community together. Yeah.
What were the economics arrangement of the group?
What do you mean, economic arrangements?
So, how was money raised?
Oh, yeah. So, money was raised primarily through... during Ramadan, at the last few days. But also, there's always a box.
Mm-hmm.
So, many times, when people are just going to the masjid, they would put a little bit of money there, here and there. Yeah.
Who made the spending decisions?
I believe it was somebody in the board.
So
I can't remember the exact name of the brother, but he's a very good brother.
So tell us more about the how is the like leadership structure like in the mosque?
Oh, okay. So leadership is it's they always host things where everybody gets to put in their input,
mm-hmm.
and eventually I think I think the leaders of the leaders all together get together also when they make the final decisions.
Okay. What kind of issues involving personal interactions were present? Did you have any issues with the religious group?
No. Everybody has been nice. Everybody's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did the group own real estate?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Did they have their own building?
Yeah, they have their own building, yeah. They have two buildings, actually, now, and a lot of land.
How were such holding paid for? Gino. How were they paid for?
Yeah, just like I said, during, like, Ramadans.
So the same way it was raised?
Yeah.
Okay. Did the group own any vehicle, like school buses or vans?
No. No school buses or vans.
Okay. How were new members recruited?
People just joined, you know, people...
So there was no process of joining?
No, there's not. Everybody's welcome to join.
Okay. Were there rules or agreement regarding dress or other matter of style?
It's best if people wore pants and clothes that were humble.
Okay. Yeah. What were relations with the surrounding culture like? So, like, the surrounding of the mosque.
Oh, yeah, the relations were pretty good. The church next to us, we have good relationship with them. The library in front of us, good relationships with them. And with the neighbors also. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I would say good relationships.
Was there, like, a good parking place and...
At first, the parking was not good.
Mm-hmm.
So, sometimes we would have to park in the church nearby or at the library. Mm-hmm. But eventually, now, the parking is a lot better as they have expanded the masjid.
Okay. What kind of relations did the group have with other religious organization?
Yeah, they had good relationships. I don't know the whole details, but yeah.
Okay. What were the where were the people like? Who were unforgettable figures or characters?
What like people like?
People you met in the mosque that you can't forget.
Oh, in the mosque?
Yeah.
Many people such as the sheikh. Like, mm-hmm. all the sheikhs that have been there. They're all really, really nice people. Mm-hmm. Other unforgettable characters are people in the board, like the guy with the mustache. there's some brothers that are very tall, and a lot of people my age too. They're all some of my really good friends,
mm-hmm.
and that's actually where I met a lot of like my friends too. So, and a lot of the teachers there, because there was also they'd always organize. Sunday schools and summer schools and that sort of nature. So a lot of the times I met some of these teachers that I don't think I'll ever forget.
All right. How were children handled?
Children were handled pretty good. So children were like...
Is there like an education program for children?
Yeah. Just like I said, like children were giving Sunday schools, they're giving summer schools. Also, recently, they started Oasis program, like, actually, youth, there was also a youth group, mm-hmm. so that they actually had that for many years, and they changed the name to Oasis program,
mm-hmm.
so now, and the youth are more and more involved as the time has gone.
Is there any other activities for children?
Children have a lot of activities. I think they also, like, every once in a while, they go and play outside together. Mm-hmm. Also, another thing is that they have Quran classes where they go and learn about the Quran and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Was there any education programs for adults?
For adults, yeah.
Other than, like, regular worship service?
Yeah. So, there was one where they used to always, after the sunrise prayer, Fajr prayer, they'd always go and they would learn how to make tajweed and how to read the Quran and stuff like that. Nice. Also, I believe it was, usually like after Aisha prayer, they would always also like do a speech and you can leave if you wanted, you can stay and you can learn something, you know.
Yeah.
And every once in a while they'd bring people in, so. To like do speeches and they would learn from that too.
Nice. What kinds of community service activities were undertaken?
Oh, there was many. So, a lot of the community service, they like one time we went over to Kansas City and helped with the I forgot the CARE, I think was the organization where you go to Kansas City and feed the homeless people there. So we got a bunch of waters and food and gave it to people there, and there was many other things
In Kansas City.
Yeah.
Okay.
I cannot name you all the details, but
yeah. Is there any treatment programs for drug or alcohol abuse?
I do not think so, no.
Okay. Were there special interest groups? Such as groups for singles or seniors?
Not really, no.
But there's like common interest groups, right? You said there's like people who play basketball.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
So what kind of norms?
Oh, actually there is like special interest groups. Like sometimes they would make halakas, like for women.
Mm-hmm.
They would make stuff like that, so just the woman would go and meet. And I and that's also the youth group. They would do it just for the youth.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Nice. What kind of norms and expectation were there for sexual behavior?
Well, the norms are that you don't really have those relationships. Yeah.
Wait, what? What did you say?
Well,
the norms and expectation for sexual behavior.
Yeah, you're not really, like, you're not really expected to, like, do anything sexual
inside
the mosque, yeah.
Okay. That's what I meant. So, is there, like, any penalties for violating those rules? Like,
no, there's no penalties, really, that people can enforce upon you. It's, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever think about leaving?
No, not really.
Okay. Why?
It's a really good place to be, you know. You get to learn a lot. You get to follow your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you see the future of the group over the long haul?
The future of the group, I think, is going to be very bright. It's been expanding a lot, and I think it's not going to stop anytime soon. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, may God bless them.
Did it ever close?
No.
Okay. Oh, what were the best and worst things you remember about the experience?
Man, I think everything about it is good. I don't have any worst things I can say, really.
Okay.
Maybe the worst thing is, like, I don't know. Oh, maybe, like, sometimes when they're food, you don't always get, if you come late, you don't get the food. But that's something that's very silly, actually.
Yeah.
So the benefit far outweighs the cons.
That's true.
Best is you get to worship, you get to meet people, you get to have fun activities with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You get so many good things.
Do you want to add anything else?
No, not really.
Tell us about anything else?
I just want to say it's a beautiful place to be. I think that you guys should visit if you ever have the chance. Meet the people there and learn about Islam and about, you know, the Quran and how, yeah, learn. That's kind of what I would say.
Is there anyone else you think I should interview?
It would be awesome if you could interview the Sheikh.
The Sheikh.
Sheikh Dahi, yeah. He's a really nice guy.
All right, thank you so much.